Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. RDG3, who wrote me this email. Obviously, I am assuming that they mean the nation of America and the National Pledge, and not the nation of Texas nor the Texas Pledge. By the by, I'm just curious here. Again, curiosity's killing this cat here. Why wouldn't you learn how to fly the flag of the Carillon de Sacre Corps? Which, by the by, the greatest kept secret in all of Christianity is that Mike Church's Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com/flag has flags, beautiful full-size flags you can fly at your house. I fly one at my house, of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Used to be the flag of Quebec, the Carillon de Sacre Corps. Carillon de Sacre Corps. Why, has anyone ever participated in a ceremony on how to properly fold the flag of the Sacred Heart? Just curious. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. It is a beautiful Thursday here in beautiful downtown Madisonville, Louisiana, live from studio, whatever we're going to name it. The now home studio here. You know what this means, folks? If I were to start working out of the house, I'd probably just pop in and do two or three, maybe four shows a day. How do you properly fold the flag of the Sacred Heart of Jesus? It's a good question, isn't it? Back to RDG3. By the by, if you'd like to comment on any of this, and you can't get to the telephone, you can go to the chat room. It's live. There are some people in there, surprisingly, at MikeChurch.com. Click the Mike Church Show live chat text at the top of the page. Choose the login ID. The service is free. Don't cost nothing. There are no trollers in there. No one's going to out you. No one's going to embarrass you. It's a good group of friendly, super rabid fans. RDG3 continues. The above are the grade 2 requirements. Grades 3 through 5 become even more problematic for me in that they ask my boys and I to discover if there are any saints from our nation, ask for intercessory prayers from national saints, name our nation's official bird, tree and flower, describe our national flag, and look for Christian symbols in it. Farther, they are asking what we learned, that we learn the national anthem, write an essay on why our nation is important to us. And this goes on and on and on, says RDG3, who properly used the email address kingdude@mikechurch.com. Fortunately, if we decide to continue our walk with the troops of St. George, we are only being asked to complete the grade 2 requirement, since all of my boys fall into the senior cadet rank and will accelerate through the junior requirements, grades 1 through 5. Now the ask. I would like to continue with the troops as this presents a unique opportunity for my sons and I to bond more closely together and to bond with other Catholic men and boys, traveling through the same postmodern and post-Christian landscape we all must endure. As a father of 9, I've learned that we need support from other faith-filled Catholics, and if we are to have the hope of maintaining our Catholic identity and faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, what tips or ideas can you provide me so that I may not betray what I've learned about American history, the concept of the nation versus union, and the Pledge of Allegiance, while at the same time being able to participate with the troops of St. George from a position of complete honesty and without compromise. For instance, should I ask the leadership that we be exempted from learning the nation's patriotic pledge and from reciting the pledge before every meeting? I have a question, RDG3, the letter writer, or anyone else that may have a son in the troops of St. George. Do you say the Our Father before the meeting begins, or do you just say the Pledge of Allegiance?